Blog Talk Radio.
Queens, good morning. Morning, Elizabeth.
Whatever you want, whatever you need, anything you want done, baby, I'll do it naturally. 'Cause I'm every woman.
Every woman.
It's all in me.
Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Ella E2K. Another blessed Monday, another opportunity to make wrong things right. How is everybody doing? It's a new day. It's a new week. It's just, it's new. I woke up my eyes, you know, I opened my eyes. I woke up today and I'm just so feeling blessed and amazing and have no makeup on for those that are watching me live on Emma E2K. But I decided that I wanted to show I'm every woman. I wanted to show my natural. Okay, I have my lipstick on, granted, because it just goes with my hair. But, today I just wanted to do that. So I don't even have, like, lashes or nothing. I try to put a little mascara while we're doing the intro, but hey, it's all good. Motivational Mondays. The point is loving yourself. Loving yourself wherever you're at. And we don't often do that enough. I don't know why. We have to learn to embrace where we are and love ourselves, you know. So a lot of people are out there looking for love in all the wrong places, right? Everybody's seeking to be loved and to be seen and to be appreciated. And that's all good, you know, that's all good. We all looking for that. But at the same time, we got to acknowledge where we're at right now. You know, a lot of people just take account that today is, you know, I need to find something or some love or, you know, today. But it's every day. It's every day. But it's also on God's timing. So, you know, won't he do it if you ask? God's timing is a perfection. And he will surround you with all the good people that you need in order to be for his glory. So, people, don't get impatient. You know, don't get impatient. You know, sometimes it's easy to do that. It's easy to get impatient. But I'm just telling you, hold on, because the time is of perfection, and he's going to come right through and blow the roof off like he does. Good morning, everybody. It's Motivational Monday. If you tuned in live through lushradioonline.net, or if you're just calling in, good morning. If it's your first, second, third time, good morning. If it's, you know, if you've been rocking with me over the years, good morning. I'm also live on Facebook Live, /Emma E2K, and that's from petition of the listeners. For some reason, they want to see me in the morning live. I don't know why, but I try to accommodate. But I'm going to go into music, and I'll be right back.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tosh, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand-new single, Stronger, featuring V. Rose.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing. Feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. Oh, when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness. Now I've seen my problems never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Everybody I know telling me that they praying. Lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing. Feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you strong.
We've got to hold on.
All of this pain is like I can't catch a break, afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why's it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep
Hold
fighting.
Hold on a little longer.
Hold on.
It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing. Feel like you're never gonna win.
Gotta go a little stronger.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Please make sure you follow me on all the social networks. That's Emma E2K across the board. Google me, so Googleable. I'm Googleable, so make sure that you Google me. But be careful, I walk with security. Don't be coming over here, you know, stalking stuff. Good morning, good morning. Stay motivated, stay empowered. Find what it is that empowers you. You know, everybody has different reasons, different seasons to be empowered and not. But it all matters on the people that you bring around you, the people that you accept in your life, you know. God's always sending certain people in your life, and there's a lot of times that we dodge them because when we're in a certain season, we can't see clearly, you know. So we always got to make sure we have our eyes open, our ears to listen, right? Our eyes to see, because he's constantly, constantly sending us people and confirmation, right? He sends us confirmation through people, through places, through things, because he's just so amazing that way. But half the time, we're just worried about our stuff, right? We're worried about, oh, can we fix this? Are we going to fix it? Or maybe I can fix it. I'm here to tell you, you cannot. You cannot do things alone. You have to do things in community. You have to surround yourself with people that see your purpose. Because sometimes you're in a season that you don't really see it, but others do. You know, others do, and others will step in and pour into you. So what I learned about the three, I like to call them the three points. That God always likes to make clear is that people will come in your life either to plant the seed, either to water it, or it's harvest, right? That's amazing. So I never know when I'm going to meet somebody, where I'm meeting them at. And so it takes me some time to, you know, to find out, am I in this person's life or are they in mine to plant seed or to water it or for my harvest or for their harvest, right? So when I think about it that way, it gets me excited. It gets me excited when I meet people and when I engage in conversation and when, you know, I do discernment on where they're at, right? So, you know me, I just be on fire for the Lord. So, and no shame, you know, because he has no shame on me. Like, I can do all type of craziness stuff and he still continues to love me. Like, don't you want some of that? Like, don't you want some of that? That no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how much you push him away, he's just there so lovingly. Like, I'm here, daughter. I'm here, son. Like, wow, man. That's like the ultimate goal, is to get to that point, to be so full in love and so, because we walk around so empty. But to be so full in that true love, it's man, listen, you be walking on cloud nine. I know I be like just like all giddy because I know that the Lord I serve loves me no matter what I do, no matter what I don't do. Like, oh man, I've never experienced that type of love. So right now, I'm just basking in it. You know, it's like when you're in the beach and all of a sudden the sun comes out and you feel kissed by the sun. That's how I feel when every time I remember how much he loved me, like being kissed by the sun, like that, like feeling just warm when I'm cold. Like, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Am I in it alone? Like, make sure you call in 213-943-3705 if you want to just chime in on the things that I'm talking about today. So 213-943-3705. What's up, everybody? I see you on live. Also, if you want to leave a comment, I will surely read it out. That's not a problem. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the support. I love my worldwide audience. You guys always tuning in from all over the place, and this encourages me. So I had got the question asked to me about, like, what motivates me when my listening audience, you know, when my listening audience contact me because they want to give me a suggestion for a topic to discuss. When my listening audience tells me, you know, what you talked about today really touched me, and I went and I shared it with someone, and, you know, it enriched their lives. To God be the glory. Like, I want to be like, oh, that's because of me. But no, that's not me. That has nothing to do with me, and I can't take that, and I won't take it. Again, I'm going into music because, you know, got to pay the bills up in here. I'll be right back.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the Word. But everybody seems to be quoting Scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays.
is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. I believe.
This isn't easy for me to admit. I see faith turning into a show of Sundays and sermons and words getting caught in the flow. Oh, but we got real pain and real fear thirsting for the dry. Satisfying anymore. Ain't it true that the veil was torn? I don't need no stranger to be washed in his blood. I don't need no perfect put together pretty words to be enough. No, I want Jesus.
E2K. That was Blanca, Real Love. And that's what I'm talking about. That real love that you can only get from Jesus. Come on now. People will disappoint you. People are going to disappoint you. But God's love doesn't disappoint. God's love is always there. It's like permanently parked in a parking lot. It's just not going nowhere. Don't you want some of that? Don't you want some of that? Like, oh, man. Every day I wake up in awe, like, really, Lord? My goodness. You know, that amazing love, like, that inner, like, it's just, oh, man. Mm-mm-mm. So I'm reading Elizabeth Guzman left this comment on the Facebook Live, which is, if you're tuning into the radio, I'm on live on my Emma E2K Facebook page. And so she says, thank you for inspiring us. I am in dire need of some pick-me-up. Been going through some tough financial times. I've been having faith. Please pray for my ability to make ends meet. Thank you for being here to help motivate me, Queen. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen, thank you for your faithfulness that will not go unrewarded. You know, our God is a God of faith. He definitely will not turn, you know, his back on you. Whatever season is that you're going through, it's for you to learn something. So while you're in that season, open eyes, make sure you have ears to listen to what God is trying to tell you. Make sure you have eyes to what God is trying to show you. Father God, I come, you know, right now at this moment, praying for Elizabeth and her situation, Lord. Give her a supernatural wave in her finances, Lord. Only you know the things that she needs. Only you can see her heart, Father God. So I pray that she keeps eyes focused on you, Lord. Her eyes focused on you, and you will take care of the rest. Because I know that you got her like a jacket. That is your daughter. You love her. I uplift her to you today. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I prayed, Elizabeth, for you right at the moment, because that's one thing my pastor has taught me. You don't tell people, I'm going to pray for you and pray later. You tell people you're going to pray for them, and you pray for them on the spot. So sending out prayers to you, Elizabeth. Sending out prayers to you. Good morning, Sammy. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for stepping in. It's Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. And so we're talking about God's love. We're talking about God's timing, how he has perfect timing for everything, how we live in a microwave world and we want things now, at this instant. But God says, it's when I say, right now. It could be in 2 weeks. It could be in 2 years. You know, his time is not like our time. And sometimes we try to warp our mind around that, like, how does God think? God doesn't have 24 hours, 7 days a week. That's not how he rocks. That's how he designed it for us, because we don't have the capacity to be all over the place, right? We need to rest. Our body needs to rest. We need to eat. So it needs to be daylight and the nighttime. He's just all over the place. He's everywhere. He's beginning and end. He's the Omega, like he's the Alpha Omega. You know, he says everything. So we can't figure out, like, okay, God wants us for this particular time to be here, to be there. We just have to be obedient. Yeah, I have issues with obedience too, so I understand. Thank you. Thank you, sis. Thank you. Yeah, so Father God, I have another prayer request and petition, which is from India, your daughter. I'm going to continue to pray for her health, that you restore every molecule, that you restore every blood cell inside her body, Father God, that you make her anew as she walks with you, as she has faith in you. As she continues to understand that you are the doctor, you are the surgeon, you are the one that's going to change her diagnosis, Father God. Thank you in advance for how you're about to show up and show out in her life. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. So, you know, sometimes when we pray to God, it doesn't have to be a full long 2 hour prayer. He understands and he already knows what's in everybody's individual heart. He knows what everybody already needs. So sometimes we just need to step in just to be like, hey, Lord, you know, I'm standing in the gap for them. I stand in the gap for my sister. I stand in the gap for my brother. Whatever it is that they may need, sometimes we just got to come in and step in the gap. That's it. He doesn't forget. It's not like he doesn't know, because he knows. He surely knows. You know, so together we come all in agreement, right, in Jesus' name, that he's the one, he's the cure. He's everything. And until we don't really get that, like until it's not locked in, locked and loaded, like, oh, okay, I got it. We're going to be going through some trying times. Not everybody is all in. And I get it. It's scary. But you know what? You know what? So Friday, at Friday Night Live, what I, you know, the word that I brought forward was faith. And one of the ways that I said that people claim they have faith in God, right? But they're always questioning. Oh, God, but, you know, his origin, is he real? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, you wonder about God and Jesus, and you have all these thousands of questions, right, about him. But guess what? You're in your house. You go and sit in any chair. You don't ask, who made this chair? Can it hold my weight? What is the origin of this chair? You just sit on the chair. You have faith that the chair will hold you. But yet you don't have that same faith to the God that created the man, that created the chair. Come on, do I have to repeat that? I'm just going to leave it right there. Some of you will get it after the show. Some of you will get it when you come back and listen to the show again. And some of you already got it because the message was for you. So,
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban D., lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, when I see your face,
in a place with no political committee, just lots of love, daps and high fives, romance exploring, action living new lives, a place where new life is immediate, the good fruit will grow, just be patient and obedient. Imagine a new fam with no divorce, no baby mama drama, no child support, and homes where fathers raise their children, let them know the value like one in a billion, and then they step up to be spiritual leaders, go from cheaters to believers, from deadbeats to achievers. Watch families find reconciliation, where healing and forgiveness replace legal mediation. Imagine if we could crush discrimination, create a community that won't judge pigmentation.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face, when all I'm fair.
Work together. There's no competition, just a kingdom endeavor. It gets no better. Imagine impact it can measure that goes beyond attendance at a sermon or lecture. What if crime dropped? Homicide stopped? What if gardens replaced empty lots? Prayer warriors populate every block. No more drugs, no more violence, no more crooked cops. Just mentors, classes, and job training. Not a handout, but a hand up to a life that's sustaining. Dignity, vision, and purpose. I know rebuilding's hard, but I'm telling you. telling you it's worth it. Freedom isn't perfect, but perfect is coming. Beyond what we'll imagine, it'll be so stunning. In the meantime, we get a glimpse of heaven on earth. Every time we get to witness that spiritual rebirth.
I'm waiting for a day.
With Nehemiah on his knees kneeling, praying and fasting, hands up to the ceiling. The creator of the universe started revealing the master plan. He stepped up, he could have ran. He only had wine glasses up in his hands. This cupbearer was about to get a tan. Traveled to his forefather's land. Yo, I'm a fan of his courageous obedience. This is one of the key missing rebuilding ingredients that can get polluted by what the culture's feeding us. That's how the enemy is beating us and leading us in the lies that crumble. Churches that stumble, a world that fumbles, brings us full circle back to humble. Humble beginnings to re-heal, humble hearts to re-heal. Now humble beats go and rebuild.
Oh, yeah, girl, can I see your face? No, it's time to hear. I'm waiting for a day.
Maybe I'll pray. take me back now. Please tell me why you do it, do it. Cause this just don't make sense now. Wanna feel your love now. Cause it's just too good to be true. I've known you for quite some time. Still I'm learning more about you. Deeper blue oceans that you fill with truth. Your love's amazing, grace is saving. I live for you. You have never let me down.
On their back now, so about to fly, cause my God hold me down now, feeling like my roots deep, in the midst of these winds, but I won't break, my God never changed, even when I'm down, he is faithful to remain, when I'm feeling pain, yeah, confident now, in his love so secure, crying out for more, Lord I'm letting go, I'm giving you control, you're calling me to grow, even though it hurts sometimes I know you make me whole, you're holding my hands and I know you're never letting go, I'm on that overflow, never low, riding steady, immovable, I'm unbreakable, try and shake me but you'll never separate me, no,
why do you love me?
Whenever there's nowhere to turn, that's when I gotta trust you. Whenever nothing's making sense, that's when I gotta lean into you. Walking on watch tap, I'm gone. Seeking early in the mound. Now I got my mind right, lit up like a nightlight, ready like it's fight night. And I'm just getting started. You can come and join the party. Reaching out to this generation, I'm finna glow. Fire burning in these bones, so I'm finna go. Spent so many nights for this flight, for this baby plight, for this fight, for this, cause he died. That's how I came alive. Truth of when I ride, daily dying to my pride. Give it all for the glory of my God.
Why do you love me? So unfaithful. I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me? Got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love. You've got my heart, Lord. You want me with your love. You've got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love.
You heard the news today, leaving town.
Monday, another new day, another new reason, man, another new opportunity to be able to make wrong things right, to change your life, to get some of Jesus in your life. Because we go around, you know, this world thinking that we got it, that we're the ones in control. And we're far from that. We are not in control. So we have to be able to surrender, but fully surrender, so he can come in and step in and show up and show out in our lives. So I have another prayer request by my sis Dean. And the praise is for Kendall, and Kendall's not feeling well. So for those that don't know and are not following me or do follow me, my niece Kendall was in a really bad car accident about 2 months ago. And in February, this happened the same day as my birthday party. It was challenging, to say the least, of how all that transpired. You know, because here we are celebrating, and then this tragedy happened. So, but what I do know about the God that I serve is that there is always something to learn, something to gain, and something for his glory every time something happens, even though we don't understand it. So, Father God, I come to you and uplift your daughter, Kendall, my niece, Diane's daughter, Sean's daughter. I uplift her to you, God. You know what her needs are. We pray that you know, the bones heal correctly. We pray that all her nerves systems go back in place. We pray that her emotions, Father God, that her emotions, she's able to battle that. Father God, I come in unity with the people that are online right now, my other prayer warriors, that Kendall is going, it's a survivor. Kendall is going to do big things, big and amazing things for your glory, Lord. And we know that. And we thank you in advance. And we just continue to uplift her, pray for her, cover her. I sent a special covering and anointment to my niece Kendall this morning. Please, everybody else, continue to keep her in your prayers. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, Liz. Good morning. Good morning, Yvonne. Good morning, Queen Salute. Good morning. Good morning. So it's Motivational Mondays. We're both on lushradioonline.net as well as we are live on the E2K Facebook page. Thank you for stepping in. And so the reason why I begin to pray at the moment, because that's how you're supposed to pray for people. When people ask you to pray, you don't say, okay, I'm going to pray for you, and then you go on your day and then you forget to send them prayers. So you have to do that at the spot, at the moment, because God is listening. God is paying attention at that moment. So in knowing the God we serve, we know God got this, and there is no fear, there is no worry, you know. There is just faith, and I was just talking about that, how people have faith in the things that man made, but people kind of question and don't go all in when it comes to the one that created the man, that created the things, you know? So, again, some people just caught that. Some people may catch it later. And some people, probably a week later, they'll come back and see this and be like, oh, I got it. So if you got it, say you got it. Type in, I got it. If you just understood what I just revealed there, you got it. Say you got it. And thank you, everybody, for all those that I prayed for today. Make sure that you pray for them as well. Make sure you see their names. Pray for my niece Kendall. Pray for Elizabeth. Pray for India. So there's so many people to pray for. You got it? Good. I love it when people get it, you know. And you don't, then share it with other people, man. Share it with other people if they didn't get it, because sometimes it takes them a while. And it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. Continue to pray it. Keep uplifting one another, because that's what we have to do for each other. Yes, I will pray here for everybody, but you know what? It's all about everybody taking turns and praying for each other. Thank you, Elizabeth, for putting my niece, Kendall, in your daily prayers. She needs them, and, you know, we all need them, but she needs them right now. She's going through a very hard time, physically, emotionally, mentally. So we thank you. Shout out to healingqueens.org. It's a nonprofit organization that I'm proud to be the president of. And this organization deals with women before, during, and after crisis. So when you go log into healingqueens.org and you purchase something on the website, 100% of that money, well, not 100% because Shopify gets their cut, but everything else goes in back into the organization, which is healingqueenswithaz.org, healingqueenswithaz.org. Please support that organization, because every time you purchase something, we're able to help another queen. We're able to help Kendall. We're able to help Annie. We're able to help so many women that I can mention, and some that, you know, we help them and they just want to be anonymous, and that's okay as well, because it's about the healing. It's about nothing else, you know? Yes. So Kendall does, Elizabeth, Kendall, they've been showing up, coming to crossover. This week they didn't show up because Kendall didn't feel well. But, yes, I'll definitely let you know the next time that she'll be there and the family will be there, hopefully by hopefully next week. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for keeping my niece in prayer, and please continue to do that. Please support the organization that's supporting Kendall and other queens like Kendall. Happy birthday to my brother Chris, celebrating a birthday yesterday. Betsy, that also celebrated yesterday. All those that are celebrating a birthday, a graduation, all those that are about to graduate, congratulations to you guys. Keep up the good and amazing work. I'm going to play one more music, and then I'm going to close with my devotional, and I'm going to give final thoughts. So stay tuned.
No one ever told me this would be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, a double blessing. I like to say Monday is a double blessing. A lot of people always be like, oh, it's Monday, and they're all in this funk, and it's like, oh, Monday. But to me, it's a double blessing on Monday. You know, it's Monday, it's the beginning of the week. God gave me mercy and favor, and I'm here, and I get to share with you guys, and you guys get to share with me, because they say when you learn, you teach, right? So that's, you know, that's what I pray that we're able to do. I love you guys. I'm going to share my devotional with you right now, and I got to throw the glasses on. You know, for those that are watching me live, you can see me and my purple Versace's. And those on the radio, you're just going to hear the devotional. So today's devotional, April 16, 2018, it's Under His Wings. And let me tell you, I don't read the devotional until I read it with you guys. Well, on Monday anyway. Yes, Liz, you need to come and get some. So Under His Wings. At some point, each of us feels hurt. We feel pain that goes beyond what we think we can bear. That pushes us to the brink of what we think we can handle. That leaves us bruised and brokenhearted, and we can feel so alone in our grief. There is someone who is always with us, ready to give us comfort. Jesus doesn't want us to live in pain. He wants to give us refuge. We may not know why we are bearing our particular burden. It often feels unfair, but we need to know that we can go to Him in the midst of it and find relief. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under His covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. Psalm 91:4. Give your pain to God. Cry out to Him. He wants to give you peace. Let Him take you under His wing and shelter you from all that hurts you. Show Him your wounds and allow Him to heal them today. Rest in the knowledge that you are never alone. Woo! I don't know about you, but I needed to hear that this morning. That I can go and run and be under His wing and be protected because He wants to give me refuge. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for loving us in our hot mess. Thank you. That's all I can continue to say is thank you. Good morning, Sam. Good morning. Yeah, purple. Well, purple is the color of royalty. So, yeah, it should be everybody's favorite color. I see things in purple. Every time I look at something, I'm like, is that purple? People be like, no, not everything's purple. I'm like, well, that's what my eyes see, everything purple. So, I pray that this devotional that I read to you uplifts you, motivates you, inspires you in some sort of way, but also lets you know that under His wings is where you need to be, displaying your pain because He wants to give you peace. He really does. Oh, thank you. Thank you. He is our refuge. And He's saying, you know, run into my arms, children, you know, sons and daughters. Run under my protection because He is our protector. He is our lawyer. He's our bodyguard. He is our psychologist. He is our psychiatrist. He is our surgeon. He is the one that determines it all. So we can't take care of things. We're not equipped to do that. We're not equipped to handle all these things. We have to come to the altar. We have to come and leave everything at His feet and trust and have faith that He'll take care of it. So another blessed Monday. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. You guys are amazing. You guys are a blessing. I love you. Stay in tune. Stay inspired. Don't forget to follow me on all the social networks. I'm Emma E2K. Emma E2K across the board on everything. Google me, soy googleable. Make sure you stay tuned. Log into emmae2k.com for further information. And again, don't forget to be a blessing to another queen by purchasing at healingqueenswithaz.org. And that those the majority of that money, whatever doesn't go to Shopify, goes to back to the organization, and that money is for programs and workshops to be able to support and motivate women before, during, and after crisis. So, again, thank you so much. See you next Monday. Stay amazing, stay blessed, and know that God loves you right where you at. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you, so don't be leaving him. Praise God.